It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
It's time for your second date update. And you know, when we're out at events, people always ask us, what happened to so-and-so? Mm-hmm. You guys should do third date updates. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those people that we send out on dates do keep in touch with us. Sometimes they stay together. Sometimes they break up. Sometimes there's a missing persons report. There's all kinds of interesting things that happens when we send these people out on their dates. But one couple emailed us recently. They did their second date update back in February, Marcus and Tara. If you don't remember, Marcus was the virgin who wasn't calling back because of a huge miscommunication. Marcus the virgin thought she whispered something very inappropriate into his ear. A lot of our listeners are familiar with this one, but if you're not, we're going to play it for you right now. And at the end of it, we have an update from Marcus and Tara.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The girl on the phone for today's second date update has done something that I have never done. Something that I never want to do. She went on a date with an adult virgin. Sounds terrible to me, but that's who she wants us to call today. It's a guy named Marcus, and apparently that's one of the issues that she thinks might have been kind of weird on her date is that the dude is an adult and he's a virgin, and I don't know, we'll get into it. But Tara, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hey. I can't believe we're already dubbing her date Marcus the Adult Virgin.
It's what you have to do. It's what you have to do. First of all, how did you meet this dude?
I met him on a dating site.
Okay, I was going to say.
What website was it?
AdultVirgins.com.
Yeah. Were you, like, trolling for virgins online?
No. No, it was .com.
Okay. All right.
And what were you attracted to online about him?
We had a lot in common, and he just seemed like, okay, I don't want to sound weird, but he seemed like genuine kind of innocent in a way, and he seemed really sweet.
Okay, so, and how long did you guys chat online before you decided to go out?
It was like 4 or 5 days. Like, we had been, like, getting a really nice connection with each other, which I thought was really cool. Like, oh, this is a real guy. Like, I could have a real date with him.
Is this the first time you've ever online dated?
I've done, like, the cheapo, like, the app ones on your phone.
The hookup ones.
A little bit of Tinder, a little bit of Plenty of Fish, things like that.
Yeah.
Those aren't where you find the prime grade A beef online. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It wasn't like those freebie ones where they just wanted to hook up with you. It was like he seemed like he actually wanted to have a conversation.
Of course not. Those ones probably scare him. He's a virgin. So what did you guys end up doing when you went out?
We started off and went to a bar. Mm-hmm. Really low key. We just got some drinks.
Did he seem nervous or, you know, did he feel the stereotype, I guess, of a virgin?
I mean, there was definitely, like, more of, like, a sweet quality to him than any other guy I had really gone out on a date with. Like, he wasn't pushy. He was a little flirty, but it was, like, I don't know. I could feel very comfortable with him.
So how was the actual date? Like, when you guys were out having drinks, was everything cool?
Yeah, it was cool. It was, like, having really nice conversations and drinking and finding out more about each other. I think it was really good. First date.
And how did everything end with you guys? Did he seem like he enjoyed himself?
Well, the date actually continued after we got drinks.
Oh, okay.
We actually went back to my apartment.
Oh, well, aren't you just forward with the adult virgin?
What'd you guys do at your apartment? And how'd you lure him back there? Candy?
It was very innocent. It was I just said, want to keep hanging out. My apartment was very close to the bar. We wanted to go back, watch a movie, and we kissed and stuff. But nothing like,
So you guys actually watched a movie together?
I mean, we started watching a movie.
And then you made out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that quickly began us getting a little physical.
Oh.
How physical?
For him, like holding hands? Or?
I mean, we didn't have sex, let's just say that. But we got to know each other.
I was hoping you got to demolish his V-card.
On the first night?
Yeah.
He's like, F it.
So you guys messed around a little bit.
I mean, we fooled around and we had been drinking. So now I'm starting to think that maybe I pushed him a little bit or something because I don't know. I kind of feel bad that maybe he didn't necessarily want to do that.
Did he seem like he was bothered by it? I mean, everything you've told me just sounds like he was into it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was into it while we were doing it, but it was kind of an abrupt end. He kind of was like, I got to go. I'll call you tomorrow. He kind of just left.
Well, maybe he was just worried that like things were going to progress too quickly from that point.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, it's been like 10 days now, and I haven't even heard from him, so...
Yeah.
Maybe he's just frustrated with me because I was moving too quickly for him, and he already kind of, told me his deal, and maybe I kind of, stepped over.
You know what? I never asked you this question, Tara. Are you a virgin?
I am not a virgin.
All right. She laughs.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, we're making fun of this guy going like, oh, he's a virgin. But you could have been, too. I had no idea. I mean, I don't want to just, label you as not a virgin if you are.
She's an aggressive virgin.
Yeah. So how many dudes?
No, come on,
come
Jubal.
On, dude.
Not going to get... All right. I don't need that information, I guess. What's the last thing that he said to you before he left?
Literally, the last thing he said was he would call me the next day.
And he hasn't called you the next day?
No.
All right. I think that's a good sign that maybe he doesn't want to talk to you. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, hang on. Remember to stick around after we play the next part of today's second date update, because we're going to talk to Marcus and Tara again right afterwards. Apparently, they have an update on what's happened between them since we recorded this a few months ago. But first, let's hear part two of their second date update.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for the second part of your second date update, it's sort of a role reversal today. Tara is on the phone and she wants us to call this guy named Marcus. Tara thinks he might have been a little scared and she might have been moving too fast for him because that dude is a virgin.
Nothing wrong with that.
Tara is definitely not a virgin, right, Tara?
No, I'm not a virgin.
But Tara feels like maybe when they were messing around after their date, they went back to her house. She feels like she might have been moving too fast for him because the dude is a virgin.
Do you think he's going to be really upset that you've broadcast on the radio that he's a virgin?
He didn't seem too embarrassed about him being a virgin. So I don't know. I think he'll be all right.
I guess I never asked you how old he was. How old is he?
He's 28.
Okay. Yeah, if you've been a virgin at 28 years old, you're probably used to it by now.
Yeah.
It's voluntary, yeah.
All right, I'm going to dial the phone number, see if we can get him on the phone and find out exactly why he's not calling you back, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Marcus, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Marcus, how you doing? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
From who?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay.
I'm calling you because you recently went on a date with one of our listeners, and they emailed me about you.
Really?
Yeah. And apparently now you're not calling her back.
Okay. Who is it?
Her name is Tara. Do you remember going out with a girl named Tara?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Tara sent us an email and said that she really enjoyed your time together, but apparently it's been like 10 days and you haven't called her when you said you would. So she asked me to get you on the phone and find out if she did something wrong on the date.
Okay, what'd she tell you?
She said that you guys met online, went out for drinks, ended up back at her place, kind of, you know, made out, messed around a little bit, and then at some point you just said that you need to slow down and then you left.
So she told you about our date?
Yeah. It's in the segment we do called the Second Date Update. Somebody emails us, they tell us all about the date, and then we see if we can get that person on the phone. And today that person is you, Marcus.
Okay.
Do you have a few minutes to talk to us about your date with Tara?
I guess.
Okay. So did you like Tara?
Yeah, Tara was nice.
Okay, so everything was good, but you're not calling her back when you said you would because?
Things moved a little too fast, I guess you could say.
Okay. You know, when we talked to Tara, she told us about that. She was worried that maybe she moved too quick for you. She mentioned that you have never been with a woman before.
She told you everything.
Yeah. But that's fine, dude. Hey, that's your thing. Whatever. Who cares? But that's what she told us, and she thinks that maybe she tried to move too fast for you, and that scared you off.
I think she's right.
She's right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But if she knows that, I mean, wouldn't be grounds to never call her again. Wouldn't you just want to talk about that with her?
I just don't know if I'm her type of guy.
What do you mean by that?
Maybe she needs someone, I don't know, a little more her speed.
Okay.
Are you just looking for somebody who just is not interested in sex at all right now, or?
No, I want someone interested in sex, I guess, but just maybe on my terms, very, very slow.
Marcus, can you just tell us what happened to make you feel uncomfortable so that we can at least let her know? Because she's really curious as to why you're not calling her back.
All right, well, things got a little physical. I mean, we kissed a little.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she kissed my neck. I don't know. We were getting a little physical.
Okay, and was that it then? It was just too physical for you with the kissing? I mean, she did tell us that you guys made out and messed around a little bit.
Yeah, and then she started to take my shirt off.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's, like, kissing my neck, and then she goes down and licks my armpit.
What?
Wait.
She
what
licked your armpit.
No.
On purpose?
I don't know.
I could see how that would make you feel uncomfortable, though, especially if your armpit's hairy. Gross.
Men's armpits are not attractive. I just can't believe that would be intentional.
Well, I guess it was kind of on the side of my armpit, like in the area. She was licking like the area.
Okay. So you can't really hold that against her then, because it's not like she like grabbed your arm, held your hand in the air, and just licked your pit. Like maybe she didn't mean to do that.
Maybe did it totally like kill the mood right then, and you just wanted to stop?
It was actually what she did next that really killed the move, and I said, I need to end this. I got to get out of here.
Whoa.
What could top licking your armpit?
Well, she's in that area, and then she comes up and whispers in my ear, "Can I blow air into your butt?"
What? Excuse me, what? No. Could you repeat that?
There's no way.
Can I blow air into your butt?
She did not whisper in your ear asking permission to blow air into your backside.
Never even heard of
it. It was so weird.
What is that?
Are you serious, Marcus? Marcus, you're 100% serious with me right now.
How would you lie about that?
I don't know why you would lie.
She asked me if she could blow air in my butt.
Wow.
Is that like a thing that I don't know about?
I've never heard of that before, but I know a way to find out. Marcus, Tara is actually on the other line listening right now.
What?
Yeah. And I need to know from her. Tara, did you ask Marcus if you could blow air into his bottom?
I don't even want to talk right now. I am mortified.
Yeah, this is kind of awkward.
Marcus, I did not say that. I did not say anything like that.
You didn't say, "Can I blow air into my butt?"
Oh, my God. No, I don't even understand. Oh, my God.
Well, Tara, how could Marcus mishear that?
I didn't say anything like that at all. I said, oh, my God.
I was asking if you like it when people blow air into your ear.
How do you get...
Still weird.
Yeah, but how do you get butt...
Into the ear. I heard, can I blow air into my rear?
Are you...
Oh.
The whole...
So you thought she said, can I blow air into your rear?
Yeah, that's... Oh, man.
That's amazing, Marcus.
It's like,
you must have been so shocked when you heard that. If somebody had asked me that, can I blow air into your rear, I wouldn't have known what to say.
What do you say to that? I just had to get out, I guess.
Yeah,
we don't blame you for that one.
Yeah.
I am, first of all, I'm mortified that you went a week thinking that I had said that to you. I was trying so hard to be respectful, because I really like you, and I've been so embarrassed because I thought you thought I was just going too far, and I guess you did think that.
Yeah.
So. I guess it's my fault then. I mean,
yeah, just a failure to communicate.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, just bad communication there.
That's what it is, because Marcus, I really like you. I think we had a really good date.
No, I had a great time until you told me you wanted to blow air into my butt. And that's the thing that got out of hand.
Well, now that you know she didn't tell you that, Marcus, would you like to go out with Tara again? I will pay for a second date for you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, as long as there's no blowing air into rears, I'm there.
Yep. Tara, can you guarantee me? I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this before you go on a date, but can you guarantee me, Tara, that you will not blow air into Marcus's backside?
Unless he asks for it, but other than that, no, I will not.
All right, Marcus, you have the no air in the bum guarantee.
Yes!
And you guys are going to go out on a second date, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Congrats, you guys.
Congratulations, Tara. You got your second date.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. See, that's why we have second date updates, to fix these kind of problems.
Yes.
You know?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
That was a second date update that aired earlier this year that had a lot of people talking because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And when we're out at events and stuff like that, people always ask us, hey, why don't you ever give us updates on the people that actually agree to go out at the end of a second date update? Mm-hmm. So we thought we would start doing that. Marcus and Tara are actually on the phone, and we're going to see how their relationship has progressed since they went out on their second date. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you for coming back on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it sounds like everything is going okay since you actually are agreeing to talk to us on the air together.
Yeah, everything's great, actually.
It's really good.
I do have a question. It's always interesting. How did your friends and family react after hearing you in the second date update? Especially you, Marcus,
yeah.
Who thought that she was whispering in your ear, can I blow in your rear?
6 months, I have not heard the end of it from my friends.
Yep.
I'm just impressed that you'd agree to do this whole thing again.
I have to laugh at it now. I'm at work, and I have friends blowing air in my ear and away and things like that.
And you guys have obviously been dating now for a while?
Yeah.
6 months, right?
Are you an official couple?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty official. We're Facebook official, so I mean,
wow, big time.
Much more official than that.
And there hasn't been any more awkward miscommunications between the two of you so far in your relationship?
No, we pretty much get each other now, and yeah, we're just having fun, and we really enjoy each other.
How about the virginity? Is that still there, Marcus?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask. I wanted to know too, though.
I am still a virgin.
Still a virgin?
Are you serious?
Oh, come on.
After this long?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to wait.
So wait, you're going to wait until, like, you get married, wait?
No, we have a plan.
You have a plan?
Oh. A virgin plan?
What's your plan?
Yes, we do. We're going to plan an international vacation, and that's where it's going
to
happen.
Where are you hoping to do it? Where do you want to do it?
Well, not in the butt. I'm still not into that.
No.
I don't mean like the location on the body, Marcus.
No.
I mean like what city or country?
I apologize. Mexico.
Marcus, you have a
baby.
You are always kind of misunderstanding things, aren't you?
I guess so. I'm sorry. That's where my head was at. I'm sorry.
What country are you hoping to do it? I missed it. I was too busy thinking about the way you answered my question.
We're thinking Mexico, you know, on the beach, a few drinks. Uh-oh. And then Tara in her bikini, you know, that'll help.
And then you can always invite a young Latino man named Hector into the bedroom with you guys to show you how it's really done.
That.
No? All right.
So you're predicting, like, you guys are going to be in this relationship for the long haul?
It looks like it's 6 months. We're having a really good time.
Long enough to at least he finally gets some action, and then he's like, yeah, now I want it all.
You know, I don't think I would have waited this long for anyone else, but he's definitely worth it, and I think it's about time.
Well, that's awesome. You know. Well, congratulations, you two. Thank you for updating us on what happened since you guys have gone out from your second date update.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. And Marcus, thank congratulations you. On your vacation. I hope everything goes well for you,
dude.
And it doesn't hurt too bad. It hurts, by the way.
Oh, gosh. Don't tell him that.
It hurts if you've never done it before. It's very painful, so I hope everything goes well. And Tara, I hope that you aren't going to be too disappointed on your vacation.
Yeah.
I'll be in Mexico, so it'll be okay. Yeah.
She'll be drunk just enough. Yeah.
At least I can go get some sun.
Yeah. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one, or home to vibes like this and this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa,
and not to mention we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.